Hello, Pittsburgh. I'm Zach Gibson, and this is TribLive's From the Newsroom, a podcast bringing you top stories from TribLive.com. As we approach the pivotal 2024 presidential election, the Keystone State proves to be the key to achieve the presidency, with former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris frequently making stops to remain in the forefront of Pennsylvanians' minds. Voters are grappling with critical issues that will shape the future of our country. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the perspectives of young voters in Western Pennsylvania, exploring their hopes, concerns, and the challenges they face as a strong voting bloc in the electorate. TribLive trending and election reporter Megan Swift recently interviewed young voters, including Corey Roma, a passionate advocate for progressive issues, and Mike Charlone, a dedicated member of the Allegheny County Young Republicans. Today, we're unpacking their views on the economy, political representation, and the importance of youth engagement in the electoral process. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me. So, tell me about what brought you to this story and kind of just lay it out for us.
Yeah, for sure. So, as a young voter myself, I'm 23, I was really interested to pursue this story, profiling young voters in the Pittsburgh area, because I want to hear about their viewpoints heading into this really important election this fall and see what's on their minds. We've learned time and time again now with how many times the both campaigns are visiting the Pittsburgh area and also targeting this young voter demographic, how important these people are. So we originally set out to interview people between the ages of 18 and 30. The five that I ended up profiling are between 18 and 25. Yeah, it was really interesting just seeing their perspectives and understanding what is bringing them to the polls this fall.
So I understand you've been doing a good bit of political or election type assignments recently.
Yeah, for sure. So I've covered the appearances of both campaigns in our area, and along with this young voters profile, we had a sidebar piece focusing on the social media aspect of this election and how it relates to the young voter demographic. And we also discussed political burnout that can happen with news on social media and just with like news and political topics in general. So that was sort of an offshoot of this article as well. So it came out as a two-part package this past Sunday.
Okay. So introduce us to the five voters that you interviewed for this piece.
So first was Corey Roma. He's 24 and a Democrat from Crafton. He's voting for Harris this fall. Second was Mike Charlone, also 24 and a Republican. He's from Pittsburgh's South Side and will be voting for Trump this fall. Third was Darcy Bowman. She's 24, a Democrat, and from Bell Township, which is in Westmoreland County, and she'll be voting for Harris this fall. Fourth is Avery Heller. He's 20 and a Republican from Murraysville. He'll be voting for Trump this fall. And last but not least is Patrick Francis. He's 21 and a Democrat living in Shadyside. He's voting for Harris this fall.
Okay. So today, we're just going to talk about the first two you mentioned, Corey Roma and Mike Charlone. Tell me a little bit about these interviews and this interview process before we really break into these two voters.
Yeah, so throughout the process, we wanted to make sure that we got people on both sides of the aisle from differing perspectives. And it just so happened that both Corey and Mike are involved in the young political organizations in Pittsburgh. So Corey is the former vice president of the Young Democrats of Allegheny County, and he now serves as the co-chair of their political advocacy. And Mike, he is chair of the Allegheny County Young Republicans.
All right. So, starting with Corey, in your piece, it says that especially in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, Corey Roma said he believes that young voters are a critically important demographic. Now, he emphasizes the critical role of young voters in this upcoming election, but also their engagement in voting. Can you tell me about some of the priorities or issues that they presented as their major decision points for this election?
So during his interview, Corey said, quote, "Youth vote will deliver an election victory. I feel like the youth vote is the most important group of voters to talk to." For Corey, who lives with his husband, He said he knows many trans and non-binary people who are, quote, facing the brunt of the attack of the queer community. He said, quote, our ability to stay married, our ability to visit each other in the hospital if one of us is sick, it's very integral to our continued happiness and, quite frankly, safety. For Darcy Bowman, who is supporting Harris this fall, she said, quote, I think she's just better equipped for the job. I just really didn't like how Trump handled himself the last time. I think we should just have a decent human being president. She said she supported the Biden-Harris administration's student loan approach, adding that she has received extensions for repaying hers. Darcy also agreed with Corey in that she believes the young voters will deliver an election victory, saying they're part of the next generation. She said she's also noticed that young voters tend to be more liberal. Quote, I feel like a lot of things have like turned with us with rights, knowledge. I find it harder to find more conservative people in our generation. There's definitely a tide that is changing. According to Pew Research Center, about 2/3 of voters ages 18 to 24 associate with the Democratic Party. On the other side of the coin, Avery Heller, a Republican from Murraysville, said he believes Harris hasn't done a good job as vice president, as he said issues at the border have gotten worse. The economy is the issue most important to Heller, alongside with securing the border, veteran health care, and no taxes on tips.
Continuing with your conversation with Roma, he said that when President Joe Biden dropped out of the race, he felt very relieved. Roma is a pro-ceasefire and pro-Palestine activist, and he said that he was upset with Biden's reluctance to pressure the Israeli government. Now, Roma expressed support for Kamala Harris due to her stance on various issues. In your reporting, did you find that other young voters share similar views about feeling seen or well represented by their candidates?
Oh, definitely. During Corey's interview, he said, quote, Harris was the first member of the administration to openly call for a ceasefire. I feel like she is a better person to handle the issue than Biden. And other voters agreed, but with just different issues that were important to them. For Patrick Francis, who's a law student at Pitt, he said the biggest political issues deal with the Supreme Court for him in relation to Roe v. Wade and democracy in general, as well as economic policy, defending the rights of labor, and getting access to health care for more American citizens.
For many voters, decorum and the way that national situations or incidents are handled have been some ways that voters can see themselves as well or ill represented by their candidates. I know you specifically asked these voters about the January 6th incident and how that would affect their votes.
Yeah, so the January 6th Capitol attack from 2021 was definitely a big issue on the ballot for young voters this fall. Patrick Francis said, quote, the attempt to overturn the election in 2020 by Donald Trump was unforgivable. January 6th was probably one of the darkest days in the history of the United States. Not only was our country under attack, it was coming under attack from the inside. However, Avery Heller said he believes Trump has taken too much blame for the Capitol attack, saying the day wasn't entirely his fault. Quote, I think most of the people who were involved in the march were peaceful. I think that President Trump really didn't do much wrong on January 6th. Darcy Bowman also commented on the Capitol attack, saying Trump caused January 6th, quote, there's no other way to dance around that. When I asked Mike Charlone the question about what his stance was on the January 6th Capitol attack, he said it was, quote, a tough day. He said it's crazy that we're still talking about it almost 4 years later. It's another aspect of how polarized we are as a society, which was, you know, well represented in the interviews, as we had very differing perspectives on that topic. And bringing it back to Corey Roma, he said Trump's handling of the January 6th attack, his criticism of election integrity, Muslim travel ban, and appointment of 3 conservative Supreme Court justices are some of the reasons why he said he dislikes the former president and is choosing to vote for Harris this fall.
Now we're going to move on to focus a little bit more on Mike Charlone. So in your interview, Mike tells the Trib that the Biden-Harris administration kind of rolled back all the policies, which led to somewhat of a decline in the country, especially in terms of the economy and immigration. He also cited the current state of inflation as a barrier for his ideal future. So Charlone highlights the economy as his primary concern. Do you think economic issues are more heavily influencing the voting behaviors of young Republicans rather than young Democrats, especially giving context to rising inflation?
For sure. The economy was the number one issue for the two Republicans that I interviewed, both Mike Charlone and Avery Heller. And Charlone said he supports Trump because he's trying to, quote, trim out the bureaucracy and regulation in various areas of the public sector. Charlone said, quote, the bureaucracy in this country is kind of bloated. And Avery Heller agreed, saying that the economy is the most important issue on the ballot this fall for him. Quote, there's been quite a bit of inflation under the Biden and Harris administration. Trump, he'll do a good job of keeping it down.
We see that for the young Republicans, the economy seems to be the foremost issue. But what about for the Democrats?
As we've discussed on the Democrat side, it's more human rights issues as well as just in general the way the president and leadership are able to carry themselves in the office. Cory Roma said, quote, at a time when we're seeing the threat of a second Trump term, I'm more than happy to vote for not only the first woman president, but someone who I consider who could be a potentially transformative and progressive figure.
Moving on, we know that both voters are very politically active. The former vice president of the Allegheny County Young Democrats and the current chair of the Allegheny County Young Republicans. Now, when we talk about engaging young voters, in your story, Charlone and Roma both emphasize the need for young people to participate in elections and have their ideas heard. What strategies have you heard from your interviews from more engaged voters to engage more young voters and encourage them to turn out to the polls?
Yeah, so Mike Charlone specifically discussed how he is active with the young Republicans in making sure people get out to the polls. He said they do like door knocking, help out with community events, any polling events or campaign events that are coming to the area they'll help with, or for local representatives, he was telling me as well, just to do more outreach to not only the young voter community, but just voters in general in the Pittsburgh area.
In your story, Charlone says that it's important for young voters to show up on November 5th. They make up a big voter block. Specifically in this theme of targeting or focusing on young voters, there's been a lot of headlines, he says, about older people being elected officials in our country. And the only way to fix that is to get young people out to the polls to get their ideas out. Now, Charlone, while he doesn't explicitly state a position, he does suggest that having older officials is something that could or should be fixed. In your interviews, has Charlone or any of your other subjects indicated or cited the age of a voter or elected official as an issue, whether that be a pressing issue or just a peripheral one?
Yeah, for sure. So I first want to provide some statistics here. Back in 2020, during the presidential election, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is a nonprofit health policy research, polling, and news organization, 51% of voters ages 18 to 24 and 60% of voters ages 25 to 34 voted in the presidential election. So those are the two young voter blocks from 2020. There aren't many statistics available for this year as of yet, because obviously we're still over a month away from Election Day in November. But according to the Institute of Politics at Harvard Kennedy School, more than half of young voters between 18 and 29 plan to vote this fall in the presidential election. So we'll just have to see post-election if those numbers hold out. But, you know, all of the people I interviewed emphasized the importance of getting this young voter bloc to show up and to vote for who they believe would be the best president. And as you mentioned, Charlone did emphasize this. For Patrick Francis, the Democrat living in Shadyside, he said Harris has been successful in appealing to this young voter demographic. Quote, I find her energy and enthusiasm very refreshing in sort of this dull era in which it seemed like our election choices were going to be two old men again, he said. He also said, quote, She's also, I think, the most progressive Democratic nominee to ever be put forward. Avery Heller also discussed the age of not only the candidates, but the voters themselves, saying that people get their news from different places depending on how old you are. So older demographics, Heller is arguing that they follow more mainstream news, so TV news, you know, physical papers, but people in that younger demographic are getting their news from X and from Instagram, and that is also including other social media platforms, as well as I discussed in that second article discussing the social media usage and burnout among young voters. So that was a really interesting connection that was made there. For that second social media focused article, I interviewed Lara Putnam, who is a faculty affiliate of Pitt's Institute for Cyber Law, Policy, and Security. She is co-lead of the Southwest PA Civic Resilience Initiative of Pitt Cyber, which works with the Pitt Disinformation Lab. And she said a Pitt survey that was conducted of young people found that they are gravitating toward the social media platforms Reddit, Instagram, and TikTok, and are engaging with traditional news media still through social media, though, by using links or outlets on the social profiles of those media organizations. So essentially, it's not like young people aren't exploring these bigger mainstream news outlets for their news, but they're just going to their sites from social media. She said, quote, "A lot of our experience of the world and what we think is our assessment of what is happening in this city, in this region, in this country, is coming to us curated by digital devices. It is a mix of media and social media original sources, but what slice we're seeing is not the same." Which brings up the point of, you know, if young people are getting their news mainly from social media, what are they seeing? Because social media is algorithm curated, so different people are going to have different political sites coming up, different memes coming up, different social media posts from their friends coming up. So Avery Heller said he believes social media can, quote, "certainly be dangerous if you're not following the right people and looking at accounts on both sides of the debate." He said, "there's certain people, certain accounts that put out disinformation, misinformation. They leave out a lot of important details in the news, lie or smear about certain candidates." And Lara Putnam agreed, saying, quote, "of course people don't perceive either media or social media as determining our political decisions or our political perceptions. But when the lens from which we look out at the world is shaped by our devices, what we end up seeing there is going to shape what we think is happening in the world."
These different perspectives lead me into our final topic, which is political polarization. Now, both voters have acknowledged the ongoing polarization in politics, and they both expressed hope for compromise. I believe it was Charlone who said, "I think there are a lot of things that people agree on most of the time. If we kind of focus on whatever percentage we disagree, then we can get to a point where, as a society, we can learn to compromise and work on things together." And Roma said that he hopes that the country can move past extreme partisanship by trying to work better together on policies both sides agree on. He also stated that he wanted to make politics boring again. So, is this mutual hope for compromise from these two voters something that is emulated throughout the larger voter party? In your interviews, do you see any common ground among voters across the political spectrum?
Yeah, so what was interesting was that none of the people that I interviewed or anything that they talked about necessarily discussed specific issues that they might agree on with the other parties. But what they agreed on was that they all want to compromise. So the compromise is going to be figuring out a way to compromise, essentially, is what I took away from these interviews, which is still a powerful statement, especially coming from the young voter demographic between these people I interviewed, 18 and 25 years old. Darcy Bowman emphasized the importance of being a decent human being in the presidency if you were to take on that office position. She said, quote, "just being a decent human being shouldn't," sorry. She said, quote, "we shouldn't have to think it's a prerequisite to be in a respectful position. You should just be a nice person."
Okay. Well, Megan, thank you for joining me today to unpack these young voters' views and talk a little bit about what was helping them make their decision for election 2024.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining. If you enjoyed this week's episode, share the podcast to help keep Western PA locally informed with insightful discussion and the latest news from your area. It's an easy way to spread the word, and it helps our podcast reach more people like you. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and turn on episode notifications so you never miss new content. Once again, I'm Zach Gibson, and this is From the Newsroom.